Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the FXR Racing Race Tech Suspension Privateer Island Pod. Isaiah Clark, I was just at Arena Cross in Daytona. This kid rode amazing. Won the first main event from the back row. Almost won the second one, was charging up and then made a mistake. But, yeah, and he's 2-for-2 in Supercross mains to start the year. His first two ever mains. So I had to call him up. Absolutely nice kid. And he's from Iowa, where all those other guys are from. So I don't know what's going on there, but there's – sounds like it's a good place to live if you want to do well at Supercross or Arena Cross. Thank you to FXR Racing, designed by racers for racers. You look at Chris Kiefer, you look at the Club MX guys, you look at Mike Brown. They've got you covered. A lot of different styles and colors to choose from. Mountain bike stuff as well. They got fishing stuff. Who knew? They got fishing stuff. Pulp30 is the code to save with FXRRacing.com. Pulp30 is the code to save there on the website. Thank you to those guys. And Racetech as well. Racetech's got Vortex ECU mapping to go along with motor mods. They can do that for you. They can take your suspension and make it better. They can do motor work. They can do sign an NDA and do your whole team's motor work if you want. And I know they're involved with some high-level Supercross teams as well in that kind of capacity. So thanks to the folks at Racetech. Give your bike some love. Show your suspension some love. Pulp24 is a code to save. So when you do send a suspension to them, when you do down there, you call somebody at Racetech and tell them you listen to Pulp. They'll give you a discount. Thank you to the folks at Racetech. Thank you to the folks at Roost MX and Firepower. We'll tell you more about them later. Thank you to the folks at Alpine Stars. Tech 7, Tech 10s. I wear them both. Love them. You know the name Alpine Star has been around a long time. Alpine Stars protects. Their A1 under chest protector is really, really good. Thank you to Alpine Star Boots and Protection. Really appreciate those guys supporting this podcast. And, of course, Maxxis Tires as well. MXST's out for a while now. You look at PRMX. You look at Mad Parts Cowie, a couple of privateer teams using Maxxis in main events. And great mountain bike tires as well. So thank you to the folks at Maxxis and Alpine Stars. Roost MX and Firepower for coming on board, and mostly Racetech and FXR. Here's Isaiah Clark and I talking Arena Cross, talking Supercross, and more. Thanks for listening. All right, everybody. As promised on the FXR Racing Racetech Suspension Privateer Island Life podcast, it's a guy that I just saw ride terrific in Daytona and do a really good job, really coming onto his own this year in the Arena Cross series and even in Supercross as well. Storm Lake Honda FXR rider, Isaiah Clark. What's up, man? How are you?
How you doing?
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So, okay, that was my first Arena Cross in a few years. Start there. How tough was that, dude, with the track and everything else? I mean, obviously, you rode great. You were on the move in the second main event, too, until late. How gnarly was that place?
Yeah, it was super gnarly. Practice did not go that well. I think I qualified, like, 13th. Mm-hmm. So I was super stressed and just about, you know, I mean, I'm just worried that I wasn't going to be fast enough. And, but the track was gnarly, and I don't know, it was one of the gnarliest Supercross or Arena Cross I've ever raced in my life, for sure.
Yeah, you rode PAX today, PAX track, which should prep you well for Arena Cross this weekend again. It's a doubleheader.
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty sure they got the dirt from PAX there. So I rode there Monday, and then I rode there today. So I was hopefully giving me a little practice.
Yeah, you should be all right, right? Man, you rode well. So what got you into the groove in Arena Cross, you know, from your 13th place qualifying time? I mean, we saw some Supercross guys show up. Welton qualified quickest. KP and Brees were like 8th and 9th. You were 13th. So early on, we were talking on the webcast, like, the Supercross guys are showing the Arena Cross guys what's up, but it didn't turn out that way. What happened for you to turn it around?
Yeah, usually I'm more of a racer than mm-hmm. I am a qualifier. So usually the whatever qualifying lap I throw down is usually my race speed. So I think that definitely plays a part. I feel like a lot of guys can throw down one lap, but they can't really keep mm-hmm. it together for multiple laps, and that's something I seem to do a little bit better at.
Yeah, absolutely. So – little bit of heat for the pass on Hicks. I thought it was fine. Denny Stevenson thought it was fine. A little bit of heat. A little bit of heat on social media for that a little bit. But man, I saw nothing wrong with it from my eyes.
Yeah, it was a little aggressive, and I mean, I didn't mean for it to play out that way.
Yep.
I was racing forward. I thought I was a little more ahead of them than I was.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't. Shot to the inside. I was cutting over and grabbed the bar, and he went down, and it almost took me down too.
Yeah,
but I rode out of it, and And honestly, I didn't even know it was for the win. I just was just I was just racing, passing people.
Oh, you didn't know it was for the win, really?
No, I was just pumped. I made a pass, just kind of sending it. And I looked up at the board and realized I won. I was pretty stoked.
Yeah, you won first main event of the year. You did win a main event last year as well. It looks like you're fourth in the points, 1 point behind Bitterman, with six mains to go, three rounds. Dude, it's kind of hectic. Like, I don't know. How's your nerves after a weekend at Arena Cross?
Yeah, I definitely get a lot more nervous for Arena Cross than I do when I do Supercross, because the intensity is so high there. It's just, when the gate drops, you just full send the whole time. So
yeah,
it gets me going a little bit.
I mean, it's top two in the heats, and then it's one out of the semi in the LCQ. Like, God, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, I think when I went to the semi, I had Peters in my semi, and I was like, yeah, I mean, dude's been beating me all year. I was definitely a little nervous, but just kind of did what I had to do and got a start and moved to the front pretty fast. And
What was the trick to that track as far as, like, so we were talking about on the webcast, and it just, I mean, guys were just losing their front ends, and and tell me if I'm wrong, Isaiah, it just changed lap to lap on what would work and what wouldn't.
Yeah, definitely. There'd be a good line for a while, and then it would change. And I think the only thing that really that I did different than other riders was I had a pretty open mind of the track. And if one line was getting bad, I'd just try to change it right away. And just momentum, just trying to keep momentum and change lines.
So the second one you're moving up to, I think you went off the track, right? Did you go off the track and lay in the second main, or did you fall?
There was a lapper that got in the way. And kind of blocked me from hitting the finish line one lap, and I worked my way.
That's like right.
Second
yeah.
Or third, and lapper got in the way, and
everybody jumped over you.
Yeah, so I was a little bummed about that, but.
Do you like Arena Cross? Well, and I'll get into it a little bit versus Supercross and money and all that. But do you like the back row starts for the top six and the second main, and then the qualifying procedure we talked about, like. Do you like all that, the one-on-one races? Does it, is it fun for you, or do you, sometimes you're just like, I just want to race like a normal race?
Right. I don't mind it. I just race whatever they tell me to. If they tell me to race, that I have to start in the back row, I guess. I just try not to think about it. You know what I mean? There's no reason to get all fired up about it, and just kind of throws my race off. So
yeah.
I started in the back row both main events that last week, and I seem to have a pretty good strategy, and yeah, it kind of helps out.
So, like, Rod Bell, once he didn't get the star in the first main, he pulled it in, so he'd go in the front row for the second main, and he got third or whatever. Is that something you think about in the Arena Cross, race to race? Like, if you're sixth, fifth, do you tank it to go to seventh to get on the front row? Does that ever happen? Does that cross your mind? Do other guys do that? I don't know.
Honestly, I don't think we've been doing that this year. I remember they did something like that back in the Amsoil days. Like, a lot of dudes would like wait back to get a better gate pick or something for the second main, or I can't remember, but no, I don't really do that. I'm in it for the points. You know what I mean? I'm doing the series. So yep. I just try to do the best I can every time.
How important is it for you to get third in the points? Is that huge for you?
It is. It'd be cool, but I'm not really stressing about it. I came in with an injury and kind of just told myself that I'm just here to race. You know what I mean? Just go race by race, and whatever points play out is what they play out, and try not to think about it too much.
Yeah, I was going to ask you started a bit slow this year, 2024.
Yeah. Definitely.
What happened?
I kind of practice crashed, broke my collarbone, and ended up tearing some muscles in my arm that affected my grip pretty well. So
okay.
I got back to riding too early after I had surgery on it. Got back to riding too early. Definitely affected me for a while. I ended up taking another, I think I took like a month off after the first two rounds in Boise that I did.
Yep.
And then did a bunch of therapy and came back pretty well after that. But just honestly been struggling with it for a while now and kind of just getting over it.
Okay. All right. Isaiah Clark here on the FXR Racing Race Tech Suspension Privateer Island podcast. Thank you to the folks at Firepower. Firepowerparts.com. And of course, you look at the Firepower Honda guys, Max Anstey, got the red plate right now. Chains and batteries, firepowerparts.com. Thank you to those guys. And Roost MX as well, 48-hour turnaround for those guys. Pulp Nation is the code to save with roostmx.net. Graphics, pit shirts, easy ups, e-bike wraps, all of that. Use the code Pulp Nation to save at roostmx.net and get your custom graphics done real quick and real nice from the folks at roostmx.net. Isaiah, so you've actually had a nice start to your Supercross series too, I'd say, right? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty, I was pretty pumped with it. I haven't raced a Supercross for a while. Just kind of I was racing Raincross last year, dealing with a little bit of injuries. So I decided not to race any. And the year before that, I was injured. But I feel like I'm on a good roll right now. Ended up making the main event in Arlington last 2 weeks ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Daytona, made the main event out of the heat. So making slow gains, but still need to fix my main event skills, but we're getting there.
Was Dallas your first ever main event Supercross?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, it was.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, man. Everything's trending upward for you right now, riding-wise, you know? Go ahead.
Definitely been putting in the work, but it's, you know, just now coming due.
So I talked to Welton a little bit about doing the back-to-back Arena Cross, Supercross, and I mean, look, that Daytona track was nasty, and then, of course, Arena Cross, what we covered, it was also nasty. How'd you feel doing the two? Like, how, physically, mentally, how'd you feel?
Honestly, I felt pretty well. I woke up the next morning, I was a little sore, got a little bit of stretching in, and, yeah, I was feeling pretty good coming into Daytona.
How gnarly was Daytona?
So that was actually my first time I've ever raced Daytona.
Okay.
And I didn't know what to expect. And then, of course, we got qualifying in, and it started raining.
Yeah.
And they sent us out there, and the track was just beat. And I did not ride it very well. And I was like, oh, no, hopefully, the night show goes a little bit better than that did, which it did. So
yeah.
I was pumped with it. It was definitely gnarly, but we got through it.
Yeah, everybody I talked to, the first thing they want to talk about was just the ruts, the bumps, the clay whoops. Like, yeah, just it seemed like everybody was just, I can't figure this track out, and I feel like I'm going to die every lap.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Yeah, it's not didn't look like a lot of fun out there for sure. As far as like your ambitions would be to race Supercross and get in the mains and get a ride and all that, but talking about Arena Cross for you, like, is it doing well for you to make a living and get by and, you know, kind of build your resume up, build your skills up, or are you looking to get the Supercross right away? Like, what's the mentality as far as what you want to race?
Well, honestly, I was just kind of, I didn't really have like a great amateur career. I did Loretta's every year, and that was like one of the only nationals I ever did.
Okay.
And I just kind of do that every year, but yeah, didn't really perform in amateurs. So I was just trying to use Arena Cross as like my stepping stone into Supercross. And, definitely think I'm getting really close. I've been pretty hyped up about Supercross, you know, I mean, making two main events and after 2 weeks, and so I definitely want to race as many of those as I can.
Okay, and then as far as your sponsors, Storm Lake and FXR and everybody else, do they have a thought on, because, you know, KP has been dominating this thing, you're getting closer, maybe you can be KP spot in Arena Cross and be a winner, or are your sponsors and everything else, like, can you get support doing Supercross? Like, that's always a tricky thing.
Yeah, I'm riding for, well, the Lasting Impressions team that I'm riding for right now with Arena Cross, they've been super cool about letting me use their resources on going to race Supercross and stuff like that. But they are Arena Cross team, and I don't know quite what I want to do.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's kind of a tricky thing, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. But I do want to race Supercross. I think that's my ultimate goal, just to be like a solid Supercross guy. That's, you know what I mean, top 10 guy, top 5 guy, that'd be super sweet.
Can anything in Arena Cross help you out in Supercross? Like, look, you're a talented guy. You can see you're a good jumper. You've got good form on the bike. Does anything in Arena Cross help you? Maybe the ability to knock dudes down. I don't know. Help you in Supercross? Does anything cross over and all of that, you know?
Maybe a little bit. Definitely the whoops, being able, like, in Arena Cross, it's like, obviously the lap time's a little bit faster, so we're hitting the whoops. It's like, I don't even know how many laps. We do like 20 laps in a main event, maybe even more than that. So you're hitting a set of whoops like every 20, 30 seconds. That definitely helps. and then just racecraft, because it's so tight. You have to learn how to rate, you know, I mean, make good passes without completely obliterating someone. At least I try not to.
Yeah.
So, no, that definitely helps a lot with the coming into Supercross.
And then is it, when you race Supercross, is it a fitness thing at all or anything, where the longer races or like the more intensity or anything than anything that you need to do better in Supercross that Arena Cross kind of trains you to do, you know, if that makes any sense?
I think something I'm lacking in a Supercross is, for the main events at least, is my opening intensity, mm-hmm. my opening laps there. I'm still a little bit nervous out there. Obviously the jumps are built different than within Arena Cross. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like,
yep.
Arena Cross, I don't really have to think as much. Where Supercross, I'm still thinking a lot.
Yeah. Are you, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 23.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not a kid anymore per se. So you're maybe not worried about getting intimidated or anything else by these guys in Supercross, I'm guessing. At this point, they're just another racers.
Yeah. I definitely, the mind game definitely played a part for a while. And I think I'm hopefully getting over it.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to get in my head so bad. Just go out there and just race and do what I can.
Yeah.
And, if I ride like I know how to ride, I do pretty good.
Money wise, can you make more in Arena Cross? Do you have like some team bonuses or anything else? Or is a main event, because they bumped the 250 Supercross purse up big last year. How is it money wise for you between the two series?
Lately I've been making more money in Supercross, but I mean, Arena Cross, you can make good money too. It's just, you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And the races are so short. The track's so tight. Like, I guess it's Supercross too, but a random dude could just take you out and just kind of ruin your night and
yep.
ruin your money. So Supercross seems to be a little more stable.
Sure. Yeah. A little more room to move, a little more less chaotic, I guess. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And then big thing for the Arena Cross is you can run whatever you brung. I'm guessing you're running a 250, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm running a 250.
So Breece is on a 450 this weekend. I think Daytona was a massive help to be on a 450. You got it done without that. Generally speaking though, what are your thoughts on the two sizes of bikes for Arena Cross?
Honestly, I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm a 250 guy. I believe that if you're racing Arena Cross, you should be riding a 250.
Mm-hmm.
I get why they made it an open class.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, brings more racers into Arena Cross. I think Arena Cross is starting to get to the point again where it's starting to get big, where we don't really need that open. So
yeah. So you're saying like the original plan was like, hey, we just need more top pros. And if they have a 450, like,
yeah, because like not everyone has a 250 laying around. You know what I mean? Right. Some people, I mean, they want to come race, but they're only a 450 guy. So they open the class. It brings more racers in, helps build the series, which mm-hmm. I completely understand.
Yep.
But definitely think that now it's getting bigger. And, you know, I mean, there's a little more validation that comes with the Arena Cross positions. I think that we should maybe switch back to 250s or mm-hmm. have a 250 and 450 class.
Right. It does seem like Robbie's doing a good job with Arena Cross. And, I mean, we're talking about it more on Pulp. He partnered up with me to do that. But it does seem like Arena Cross is getting some momentum. And, of course, Friday night before Daytona, all the Supercross people were there. And, yeah, I think it's seems like the ball's rolling a little better. Do you feel like that? This is, you know, your second year doing the whole thing?
Yeah. I know Robbie pretty well, and he's doing a great job with the series. And he's just giving all of us guys a place to ride and mm-hmm. you know, I mean, a series to chase and races to go to. So, honestly, I can't thank him enough for all that.
The 450 this week, are you with me in the 450 in Daytona? Like it was pretty big advantage or?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it was a lot easier to ride it there. The power difference obviously, and put a scoop tire on a 450 and that thing eats pretty.
Yeah. I mean, the 250, a lot of 250 guys were just getting eaten alive off the start and then that was it. You just couldn't rail a turn to use 250 momentum. There wasn't enough right. room, you know?
And that track was pretty start dependent,
yep.
but like it definitely helped with the track being so gnarly because people were making a lot of mistakes and
yeah.
that's where I capitalized was people making mistakes. And I kind of just
yeah
rode my race and it didn't make too many mistakes.
So from what I understand, KP and Breece had won every main event except for one until your win. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So so I was asking the Robbie, like, how do these dudes doing it from the second row every weekend? Like, I don't get it. Like, I know what you said, you know, you start in the second row and you pulled it off and there's ways to do it. But geez, man, to me, like, for those two guys to win every main but one from the second row, I mean, I guess tip of the visor to them for doing it that much. But then again, I had another person tell me that some of their slower guys in the mains, not you, not Bitterman, but other guys kind of don't mess with them too much and just let them go. But what's your theory on how Brees and Peters can win all these races from the second row?
I don't know. That's a tough one. Obviously, I'm there racing them, so I'm kind of like in the mix too. And then all of a sudden, I look over and they're going by me, and I'm like, "Dude, where did this dude even come from?" Right, and then you know what I mean. And then they get in front of me and pull on me, and I'm like, "Dude, I don't even know what these guys are doing."
Well, my next question was going to be, "What are they doing that are so much better?" But yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. Well, I usually go back and watch the races after, and just yelling. Obviously, if I'm getting beat, there's something to learn, so I try to watch it, and they definitely have their intensity is pretty high for the whole race.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something that I was working on lately, is just my intensity for, you know, the longevity of my intensity going throughout the race.
Okay. Yeah. It does seem crazy to me that they got it done from the back row all the time. You know, what?
Yeah. Which there's a handful of guys that are, you know, I mean, really good riders, but like you were saying, I feel like sometimes they just roll over for them. They're not trying to get in their way.
Yeah, I don't know if that was Robbie telling me that or somebody else, like some regular arena, maybe it was Checkers or somebody was like, yeah, these guys just kind of let them go. And I'm like, really? Because I would think they'd want to like race the points leaders, you know, or the race winners or whatever, you know?
Yeah, so. No, I agree with that. I think that they kind of roll over a little bit for them for sure.
So who's the freeze of arena cross? Is there one?
Honestly, we've been pretty good this year. There's a whole lot of that going on.
Yep. Everybody's pretty chill a little bit.
Yeah. I definitely there's been a few hits and stuff like that, but nothing crazy. There hasn't really been any fights or anything this year. It's kind of been boring.
Dude, you got to mix it up in there, right?
I know.
Are you going to try to do Supercross after the series is over?
Yeah, I plan on doing I think we race this weekend in Daytona, and then we have like 2 weeks off until our finale in Vegas.
Yep.
I plan on racing, I think it's Indianapolis right after this weekend.
Yeah, it goes Birmingham, Indy.
Yep. I was trying to get it set up for me to race Birmingham, but it didn't work. We have to race Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm going to do Indy, take that week off, and then I'm going to have to skip St. Louis because we have their finale in Vegas. And then after that, I'm going to race, I think it's like the next 3 weekends of Supercross. Okay. And hopefully maybe get like an invite to, because I think, isn't Salt Lake City an invite only?
Yeah, it goes on points a lot of times.
I'd like to get enough points to go to that.
Dude, they're always looking for guys for that thing. I feel like you're 20th in points right now. If you keep making mains, you may be right around there, even if the race is missed. And yeah, they probably would look for you if you wanted to do it. So
right. So yeah, that's definitely the goal, is to do that and then finish some Supercross out, and I don't know, kind of build for the SMX series.
You want to try to do that if you can? Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to do that. Which I usually race 450 outdoor, so I don't know if I'm going to definitely have to race some 250 rounds outdoors if I want to keep building my points for that.
Yep. So, yeah. I've seen you outdoors on a 450. It seems like you do the local stuff, like close to Iowa, right? Are you a better indoor guy than outdoor guy? What's your look? When you look at where you're from, and I'm going to talk to you about that, but you look at Gavin Faith and you look at JB. You know, you look at a lot of you guys from Iowa, and you guys are better indoors.
Yeah, I definitely think I race outdoors pretty well. I used to only be an indoor guy, and I put a lot of time in on outdoors. A lot of motos, a lot of grinding to get to where I was at. But you know, I mean, I top 20 outdoors, and
yeah,
I mean, it's nothing crazy, but I'm definitely building. But I'd like to race some outdoors this year and just kind of keep building. I think I'm on a good roll, and I want to stay on the bike as much as I can.
Yeah. Is there anything you credit kind of for your, you know, your improved riding, let's say, or the you know, better, more spotlight on you and Supercross made events? Is there anything that you can credit that to?
I mean, I made the move to club late this summer.
Okay.
I haven't really rode a Supercross track for a while, so I started training Supercross with those guys, and yeah, I think I'm on a good, I got a good program right now, and those guys have been helping me out a ton. They've been working with me. I had that injury, and they helped me through the injury, and they're just giving me pointers and stuff, and yeah, definitely think everything's going good, and I think that's a big part of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I bet, right? Brandon and all those guys there. I've been out there. I've kind of hung out on some ride days, and yeah, it's really the secret sauce is the group of guys, and Brandon kind of working with some guys, but really the depth of guys that ride every day is pretty gnarly. Like it maybe not be Baker's Factory gnarly, but it's not bad. You can learn a few things, huh?
Yeah, we definitely have a good group of guys there, and I'm definitely not the fastest, so that's a good thing. You know, I got stuff to learn from all of those guys.
It's incredible you're from Fort Dodge, Iowa. I just talked to Deegan Hepp earlier, of course, JB, Gavin Faith, Teddy Mayer, Chad Pedersen. Iowa, man, like you're just another dude, fast guy from there. It's phenomenal. I think it's just so funny because JB and I were talking about it, and we don't know what's in the water there. But, yeah, Iowa, man. Oh, McAdoo. Yeah. I forgot about McAdoo. Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty crazy. We don't really have a whole lot of tracks there in Fort Dodge where we're from. It's just we just have a good group of guys that ride. There's a group of us, and then we all ride. Mm-hmm. We all want to get better, and we all just kind of push each other and just thrive off each other.
Who's from Fort Dodge, like the actual town? It's Chad Pedersen is, right?
Yep, Chad Pedersen. Okay. I talked to Chad quite a bit off, actually.
Oh, do you? Yep.
Yep. And then Teddy Mayer, Justin Brayton, Gavin Faith. Like, we're all, like, directly in Fort Dodge.
Okay. And McAdoo's outside. Hep, Deegan,
Hep. I think McAdoo's from Sioux City, which I think it's, like, 2.5 hours from us.
Okay. Yeah, crazy, man. What about JB? Do you know him well? Do you talk to him much? How's that relationship with Brayton?
Yeah, I know JB pretty well. Yeah. I mean, we talk on the phone. If I ever have any questions or any advice that I need, I'll call him and reach out. And he always gives me really good advice. I actually called him not too long ago and just asked him if he thought I should race Supercross. And then he was like, well, why wouldn't you? And I was like, well, I just don't feel like I'm quite ready yet. And he's honestly the reason why I'm calling him and Daytona. So
Real? Wow.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Like, so you just weren't dude, you made the main, like you're ready for Supercross. Like, yeah, you must be looking back on it and be like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I definitely am. I just kept telling him, like, I don't know. I just felt like it just didn't feel right. I just didn't really feel like I was on top of the ball on certain things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess I just was underestimating myself. So
yeah, for sure. Totally, man. I agree. Yeah. JB's great. And also, like, if you have sponsor questions or like product, like just the guy's so knowledgeable about everything. Like if somebody calls you for a sponsorship and you wanted to do some background check, like all of that stuff, Brayton knows it and he'll be straight with you, you know? So
yeah, I definitely appreciate him it's good to have him in my corner.
Yeah. You're way too young to remember Chad Pedersen either, but I'm old enough that I remember Chad as a racer. He was great. Yep.
Well, I know Chad pretty well. He works for my family back home in Fort Dodge.
Oh, he does. Okay, yeah.
So I talked to Chad quite a bit, and I'll tell you what, he still rides really well.
Does he really?
Oh yeah, he can rip. So
yeah. Oh, that's funny. That's awesome that he still rides. How did you get into moto? Did dad race or mom and dad? How'd you get into it?
My uncles grew up racing, so. I think my uncle bought me a bike when I was like one.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess he was just excited to give me a bike, and he just kind of threw me on the front of it, and we just ride around. And I think I had my first race when I was three, so started young and just kind of kept going from there.
Oh, that's cool. And then, yeah, mom and dad fully supported it the whole time. Like they were on board. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were super cool with it. My family's just kind of been a racing family forever, so it's just kind of I was just born into it.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And but Loretta's never went that well for you.
No, I think the best I did at Loretta's was like 11th on a 65. So I think I went to Loretta's like 8 or 9 times, and I never top 10. So
yeah. Well, that what's funny is if someone's listening to this, like, you don't have to be great at Loretta's to carve out a career or carve out your path, right? I mean, everybody focuses on that thing. It pours rain 1 or 2 days, turns into a disaster for a couple of motos, and then everybody makes all their judgments on these kids after Loretta's, and I'm always like, wait. I mean, it's obviously, look, it's super important, and it's a big race, but it really, in the end, doesn't mean that much, man. Like, you know, yeah. Like, they're, whether you won or no, the guys on the gate in Dallas and Daytona didn't give a crap what position you got at Loretta Lynn's, you know?
Right. And I definitely, I've told a few kids that, younger kids that have asked me about it. I'm like, it's like, dude, I don't know. I've never done good at Loretta's. I think Loretta's is overly hyped.
Yep.
Which, I'm not talking down on it. Definitely think it's the biggest amateur race, but it just definitely sucks when they're all the sponsors base you off that one race.
No, I agree. And there's lots of guys that never did much at Loretta's and ended up with great pro careers. And there's guys that swept Loretta's and also didn't end up with great pro careers, you know? So it doesn't, yeah. I mean, is it, you know, for Carmichael and Stewart and these dudes and Alessi? Like, yeah, they were awesome. But, man, I can think of so many examples where the dude just got 8th and then ended up being a champion, like, or Shane McElrath or RJ Hampshire. Well, RJ was pretty good, but yeah, lots of Kitchen, right? Kitchen came out of nowhere. He's leading the points. Like, there, so many guys like that. So, Storm Lake Honda, dude, they are, I think if you're from Iowa, you have to ride for Storm Lake Honda at some point. They seem like good dudes. How much do they help you?
Yeah. I've known the guys over at Storm Lake Honda, like, my whole life. They're, Jeff Schultz over there, he's been the one that's been helping me out forever. He's a good family friend, and I can't thank him enough. He's helped me out so much. He's helped me with my career, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just kind of pointed me in the right directions, kind of opened some doors for me, and whatever I've needed, he's made it happen. So he's definitely a big, big part of my career.
Yeah, so have you always ridden Hondas, or did you swap around a little bit?
I've pretty much always rode Hondas. I strayed away to a Yamaha for about 6 months, and that didn't quite go very well. he let me come back and get some bikes, and he was all open arms. So
yep.
Definitely appreciate him a lot.
Thanks to Alpine Stars and Maxxis for coming on board this podcast. Of course, Firepower and Roost MX as well, and FXR and Racetech as well. Is FXR a team deal, or is that through you that you run it?
It's a team deal, yep. But it's all through me. Like, last year I rode FXR, got to know, Brad, yep. Brad really well. Mm-hmm. He's a solid dude. He's always got me hooked up for sure. And, I got to know Milt pretty well with FXR, and yeah, those guys are awesome.
Canadian company, bro. You know, so I love it.
Yeah. Those dudes are cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm from Canada, in case you didn't know that, but, yeah. So I've known those guys forever. They're great guys. PulpMX30 is the code to save at fxrracing.com. PulpMX24 at Racetech, racetech.com. Also, Checkers at Racetech, former arena cross racer. He supports the series too, man. So, Isaiah, like, if it comes down to it, would you go back to arena cross next year?
Yeah. Definitely would.
Uh-huh.
I would like, I mean, my... You know,
Your dream would be a supercross ride. I mean, let's face it, right?
Yeah, which would be cool. But honestly, I'm really, really happy with where I'm at with the Lasting Impressions team. They're just really good people to have around the race, and I think mm-hmm. that's one of the keys to my success lately is just those guys. They keep it fun for me. They're not there looking for results. They understand that I'm human, and they just make racing fun for me.
Did you ride for them last year, or is this a new thing?
It's a new thing. This is my first year with them. We got to talking last year in the series a little bit. I was just kind of doing my own thing, and yeah, they called me up beginning of the season and offered me a ride, and I'm glad I'm with them.
Okay. So who are they, if you don't mind? Like, give us a little bit of back info on them.
So got Jason Thompson. He's the team owner. He's they're up from around the Asheville area in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just super cool. He's always down to help me. He's honestly like a dad figure at the race. He's just there to make sure that we're all right, and make sure that, you know, he talks us up, gives us a good pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeling down. He it gets us brings us back up. So with cool. me and Barry both. So
yeah. And is it a deal where expenses are paid, or they get the bikes to the races and you're on your own for expenses and you get your purse money, or what kind of deal is it, as much as you want to share anyways?
They cover most stuff. I get myself to the race and, yeah, they cover all bikes, parts, gear, you know, stuff like that. And I just have to get myself to the race.
Okay. Yeah. So, and you make it from there. And again, I'm unfamiliar. I should probably have done my research. Does Honda offer contingency for arena cross?
They do.
Okay.
They
do. All right. How's that? Is that okay?
Honestly, I'm not quite 100%. Yeah, I don't know. We've actually been calling about it.
Okay.
And, yeah, trying to get it figured out, but
right.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what it is. And a guy like you, he's, you know, top five, top three, top four kind of arena cross dude can make a living at that stuff. I mean, I'm sure Swap has told you stories. You know, those arena cross guys back in the day made a lot of money. So, I mean, Robbie's trying to get the series there, and hopefully it works out, you know. But, I do wonder how much, you know, KP or Brees or you can – if you guys can just race arena cross and then kind of take the summer off, or do you need to try to find some fair races in the summer or ride some nationals, you know?
Yeah, I know right now I do a lot of fair racing in the summer around Iowa.
Yep.
It's just, it's good money and it's right there. So I don't see a point why I won it.
Yeah.
I actually got hurt at a fair race before Millville last year, which that was one of my first times I've crashed at a fair race. And that kind of opened my eyes a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so just you and Mason Kerr just barnstorming across these fair races? Is that where it's at?
Pretty much. That's how it goes. There's a few other guys. Michael Hicks does a lot of them.
Oh, does he? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely makes it a little schedule and just therefore he just travels around. I think he's hitting like three or four a week for a while.
Really? There's that many, huh? Like they're all in these weird places? Yeah.
There's like a little 3-month window where there's like 4 a week. You know what I mean? Between Illinois, Minnesota,
yeah.
Iowa.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've done some of them as a mechanic, or even back in the day I raced some of them. Like they were like in like horse stables, horse barns stuff. Like they're in like fairgrounds, just flat with just a, you know, jumps, bumps, or mud dropped on them. Like what kind of venues are we talking here, Isaiah?
Yeah, usually they're like cattle venues. They're, okay. The tracks honestly aren't great, but
mm-hmm.
you're not there for the track. You're there
no.
for the money.
Yeah. And how much can you win doing that?
Oh, shoot. I think the most I've ever walked out with one night was like $3,700.
Dude, that's all right. Yeah.
So, I was pretty stoked. But usually they end up being like $3,000 to $5,000 purses.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, you're making about
$1,200,
yeah. $2,000.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. For one night.
No, it's not too bad. Is it one of those things too where you don't tell your buddies that there's a fair race that you found, or does everybody know where they're at?
Honestly, those are pretty hard to find, honestly. Like I'll just be like scrolling through Facebook or something and
yeah.
one will pop up like, oh shoot, better pack up ahead of it.
That's what Brees told me. Like I talked to Brees last year and you know, he's in the Pacific Northwest and he's just like, yeah, man, there's all these little races, you don't tell anybody, you just show up. I'm like, all right, Brees, you seem to have it down, you know.
Yeah, not too secretive about it. I'll let people know.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm not. I definitely think it's fun when there's better racers there and put on a show.
Are you back? Were you buddies with Hicks? And did this main event thing put a strain on that, or did you guys talk it out?
I mean, I apologize after. Me
okay.
And Hicks, we race together a lot.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of beef on Instagram about it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hope we're still cool. I definitely, he's a cool dude. So hopefully that doesn't ruin it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, again, I thought it was racing. Denny Stevenson, who has taken out more people than ever in arena cross, thought it was fine. He's my arena cross judge, you know? So
yeah, he's a gnarly dude.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of that, who'd you look up to when you were a kid and coming up? Like you're 23 now, but you know, say you're 16, 17, who are you looking up to as a racer?
Oh, definitely when I was younger, obviously Brayton, because he's from my hometown.
Yep.
Definitely was a big Brayton fan, still am. But if I had to pick a racer, I was a Barca fan for a long time. The Geico Honda days.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. I was, I don't know, I guess I like the revs.
Yeah. Or the bam-bamming or something, yeah.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool.
Right. Who's your closest friends in Arena Cross?
I'd say me and Bitterman hang out quite a bit. You know, we're on the same team. We do a lot of the same stuff together. He's a really solid dude. Obviously, we're like neck and neck in the points, but we still get along well. Obviously, we're racing together, but I think we get along pretty well.
Does it happen? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Who else? Sorry, I interrupted.
Cody Groves is a good. He's a good dude to know. He's funny. He's a wild guy.
There's some controversy because Groves is trying to take Taco's mascot. Crown away, Arena Cross mascot crown away. I don't know if there's a battle going on, crowd favorite versus Taco.
Yeah, Taco's been MIA for a while. He needs to come back.
Yeah, he's been hurt, and then he didn't make the night show in Daytona. So
yeah, there was a few Arena Cross normals that didn't make the night show in Daytona.
Yeah,
I was very surprised.
Does it happen? And again, I look at the results of the series each week, but I don't watch it that much. Is it regular for like good guys to miss mains like Bitterman? Like, I mean, obviously the Supercross guys were in Daytona, so that's why it happened. But does that happen every now and then?
Sometimes. I mean, I missed a main at the first round in Boise.
Okay, so yeah, there we go. You missed the main.
That's definitely a big hit to the ego when you miss a main for that, especially when I was supposed to be a top guy.
Yeah, yeah. Opening round too, right?
Yeah. So that was tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
But usually we all make it in one way or another.
Yeah. So I get a lot. So it's 4 points. KP's up on Brees. I know both of them. They're both good guys. They both deny that there's any beef. But Danny Stu and other people I talk to are like, oh no, they don't like each other right now. One of them, Brees, didn't acknowledge KP on the podium. There's just the usual drama between top two guys, but can you clarify that there's some beef between these two?
I wouldn't even call it beef. I think they have a lot of respect for each other, but at the same time, they're like the biggest competitors right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not supposed to be all buddy-buddy with each other, and I'm sure that Brees wants to beat Peters just as bad as Peters wants to beat Brees.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah, I think if you're trying to be buddy-buddy with them, I think that's just not what's going to happen right now.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. You know, Josh Hansen, Brock Tickle were teammates, and the title got close, and Hansen started changing in different trucks and stuff. Like, yeah, like, you know, things get weird when the title comes down to the wire, you know?
Right, yeah, I don't think there's any beef. I think, I don't know, a lot of people just don't understand it, but that's their competition, and it's you gotta treat them like competition.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Isaiah. Who wins this title?
Oof, that's a tough one. I don't know. I'm just going to say no comment on that one.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
There's some – I don't know. I'm going to be – I think we'll figure it out real soon.
Yeah. Well, I do wonder about KP's thumb, right? Hurt his thumb. He's got a splint on.
I haven't heard anything about it, but I've seen him with it wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. That's why I say no comments, because, like, I don't know what his thumb is. I don't know if it's broke or just jammed for that night or what.
And, dude, from what I saw, he better bring a 250 this weekend. Or 450, sorry. He better bring a 450 this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I think Peters has one in the van.
Oh, does he? Okay. Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure. But I know he rode a 450 at Guthrie with a bigger round.
He did, yeah. He didn't like it, I guess he told me. So
yeah, they're a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Well, then again, it did seem like the Yamaha's all overheated in Daytona. That could be a strategy of KP too.
So, hopefully they overheat.
Dude, that was nuts. There was just steam everywhere. It's just it was so funny to call the webcast and just sit up there and be like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah, Brees smoked the whole arena out.
I know, right? It's fantastic. What do you like to do for fun, Isaiah? What do you do away from the track?
If I'm not working out away from the track or something, I usually like to hit a skate park, maybe do a little, some BMX jumps.
Oh,
some,
yeah. Okay.
Pump track.
Sure.
Yeah. I do not very good at skateboarding, but I do it a little bit. Yep. So something I enjoy.
Hicks too. Hicks likes the pump track. I always see him.
Yeah. He's definitely a lot better than I am, but it's fun. You just get out there and I use it as like analogy with like dirt bikes. Yeah, I feel like I cross over and you can learn a lot.
Sure. And then what do you like to do for training off the bike? Are you a road bike guy, or what do you like to do?
If I'm going to do any cardio, I honestly just like to run.
Okay.
And then I'm just whatever the guys at club tell me to do.
Okay.
You know, lifting some weights. Right now it's just been a lot of lighter weight, high reps, and cardio.
Yeah, definitely could help, right? You're a smaller guy. You know, so definitely that's something, that you probably want to work on and get a little stronger, I'm sure.
Yep, I definitely been doing a lot of that, trying to bulk myself up a little bit.
Right. Well, it's beach season too, you know, so.
I know, I gotta get my summer bod ready.
Yeah, exactly, right. Well, hey, man, thanks for the time for this. I really appreciate it. Great ride in Daytona, whether it was Arena Cross or the Supercross. That's still impressive. You're two for two for mains that you've been to. Right? You didn't go to Detroit. I didn't see you there, I don't think.
No, yeah. I wasn't.
Right. So you're two for two. And, man, you're really riding well lately. And who knows? Maybe, back at Daytona, back at that PAX track dirt, you could pull off maybe some more wins the next two nights, the Friday, Saturday. It's a doubleheader in Arena Cross. And, really, really cool to talk to you. And I'm glad I stopped after the main event to tell you good job and got to meet you a little bit. So,
it was good meeting you, and I appreciate you for having me on.
No problem, man. Good luck this weekend, and we'll see you in Indy, right? You said Indy?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Awesome. Thanks, Isaiah.
Yeah, thank you.